Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Katie McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
And Renny Ritchie is here with us for the first time ever.
Hey.
Hey, Renny. Hey, y'all.
Are you in the bathroom?
It looked like it.
I am, because my kids are and my nephew, like, you know, Christmas was just here. So everybody is around here playing with toys and being loud. I was like, let me try and hide.
Okay.
That's like the mom's ultimate hiding place, I feel like, sometimes. Being in a bathroom. Exactly. Only quiet space you get.
No, but I got a little girl. She's 10, too. So now it's like the bathroom is not even my hiding space no more, because even when, if I'm doing my makeup, she in here with me. Like, if I'm using the bathroom, she in here with me.
Wow. So you've been locked in, huh?
Yeah. I'm enjoying it, though.
All right. Well, that's good. Oh, that's, you've been doing a lot.
This is definitely a first for our Zoom episodes to have somebody in the bathroom.
She's the first.
You know what?
Is it echoing?
No.
Toilet talk.
You can tell a lot about a person by their bathroom, too, when you go to that. They always say in restaurants, you could tell how clean a restaurant is by the bathroom, and you could tell a lot about a person. Like, have you ever dated somebody and their bathroom was nasty?
Yep.
I can't stand a nasty bathroom or, like, the bottom of the toilet.
I remember I dated this guy, and he had, like, three roommates. This is when I was fresh out of college. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you that was the most disgusting bathroom, I was like, I don't even want to go in here and pee. It was so nasty.
It's gross.
I couldn't take a shower there or nothing. I actually stopped going there and stopped. Because
the shower is disgusting. Like, showers are I don't like bar soap with hair on it. I don't like when the back of the toilet is dusty. Or you like, no, men don't really clean up, so it'd be hair from like 10 bitches ago on the floor.
Definitely. I've definitely seen other women. I definitely have seen other women's hair in guys' bathroom I dealt with. Like, because they don't clean up.
That's how you find out if a guy is cheating. You look in his bathroom.
Because they don't clean it.
Like, it looks like the girl had brushed her weave and it like then took all the hair out of the
and just threw it on the floor.
And put it in the toilet. And it was like a glob of hair in the toilet. I mean, not the toilet, in the trash can.
Trash can.
And I'm like, why she just like put it on the toilet?
That's what I was going to say. See, I don't know about his type of woman either. Because any woman that don't flush her hair down the toilet, so I mean, right.
Well, if you see a pink hair somewhere, you know.
It's this bitch right here.
So listen, Renny, I know relationship-wise, because we've heard you talk about guys on your songs and everything, and, you know, you a solid chick, and we all know that. But what's the worst way you caught a guy cheating on you?
This actually just happened, like, literally 2 weeks ago. We've been on and off for like going on 5 years now or whatever. And I just kind of had a feeling like, you know how when you've been with somebody so long, they have patterns and you know how they move or whatever. So the season is getting back in. So they had started their 2-a-day workouts or whatever. And he was like, I'm about to get ready to go to sleep. Mind you, I just left from down there like 3 days ago. He's like, I'm about to get ready to go to sleep. You know, we had 2-a-days. I'm tired today. It's 7 o'clock. I know you, like, you don't go to sleep at all, bro. Like, so I'm like, nah, something funny. So he's like, no, you just want to pick an argument. You want to pick an argument. Now, I know this is what you do. You deflect when it's when you're trying to get off the phone. You pick something to be like, all right, I ain't got to talk to her for the rest of the night. Let me pick an argument. I'm like, it's a bitch down there. So he sends a whole video like, it's not a bitch down here, blah, blah, blah. Never answers the phone. Act like he's going to sleep. I'm FaceTiming, and then he accidentally picked one up. He's sitting in the bathroom up. But you're supposed to be asleep. It's like 4 hours ago. You said you was going to sleep. So I book a flight. I get on a red eye, and I go to New Orleans.
Okay.
I pop up at the hotel, and I get a key to the room. And I only have to use the key because as soon as I get to the floor, the housekeeping is cleaning the room up. And I walk in, and the bitch is in the room.
Damn. Oh, shit. Now, back up a second. How did you get the key?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Right.
See, what happened was I told them this was my fiance, and I had been there like a few times already. Like, they know we together or whatever. So I'm like, I lost my key. I had my old key with me or whatever, but I'm sure the room's got rekeyed, whatever. So I had my old key. I'm like, can you just rekey my room? And they just gave me a new key.
So what did you say when you came in there?
I asked her what her name was, and I was like, you know, he didn't tell you he had a girlfriend. And she was like, no. And, you know, thank God for, you know, growth, because the old me would have just hit the bitch.
Right.
Like, but like, I'm older, and I, you know, I'm a little more mature, and I'm learning to be a logical thinker. So I'm like, she did what any woman would. She ain't wrong. She don't owe me nothing. So we just sitting there talking or whatever, and I'm like, I should, like, fuck this whole room up. I should fuck this room up. I should wait for him to get out of practice. And I'm like, no, both of us gonna be in jail. So I don't do that. But I just talk to her, and I leave. I fuck his PlayStation 5 up. I take some shit I know he give a fuck about, and I just leave, and I don't say nothing. I never text to him and told him what happened. I waited for him to call me.
Randy, you know somebody could have used that PS5. You ain't have to mess it up.
You could have just took it.
Yeah.
I know, I ain't think, but you know, at that moment, I was so impulsive, and the only thing, like, I wanted to fuck something up.
I'm just playing with you, it's fine, I'm kidding. You're not gonna re-gift.
And I didn't want to fuck nothing up in these people's hotel room either, because I'm still thinking, like, he got an image, I got an image, I'm still trying to protect us at the same time. Right. Ain't that some shit?
Everybody knows this was your boyfriend, though, for quite some time, so you think that she really didn't know about you?
I mean, whether she did or she didn't, that she not obligated to, you know, not fuck with him because he my nigga. So
Was she cute at least?
Whether she
like she ain't me.
She was a cute girl. Like, she just looked like a young girl. Like, she was a cute girl.
She's very mature. She, I love that.
That is.
Very mature.
That's how she done things in the past, and she's thinking about her career now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, listen, me and this nigga done been through the worst of the worst. When I say any situation you could possibly think about being in, we done been through that, and you know, I'm tired. At that, I don't think I'm mature no more. I think I'm just tired.
You gonna take him back?
Are you gonna take him back?
My thing be, all right, so listen, we just started back trying to work on shit again, because I went and I tried to like date other people and like lead a situation along, but they on the same type of time. So my thing was, you know, I'd rather be with somebody I really give a fuck about and put up with the shit and see what's gonna change over here versus going through this with a whole new person. I'm trying to get to know you and dealing with it, like, these niggas ain't shit.
So y'all still together basically?
No, we single, but we together. It's toxic.
There you go.
She said it's toxic.
Now, Gigi, you could perhaps shed some light on this, because Gigi didn't do this.
I didn't do the revolving door of a relationship, and I finally got out of it. And I mean, I had those same sentiments. I felt like, why put up with the next nigga bullshit when I can put up with this nigga bullshit, and I'm already accustomed to this bullshit and know what's going to come along with it.
Right.
Why I got to start something new with somebody else, and it's going to be the same bullshit. I might as well know what I'm dealing with and what come along with it on the pros and the cons. So, you know, I went back time after time after time again. I eventually ended up leaving, and, you know, we no longer speak, so we aren't together. But I feel where you're coming from with the whole, like, you know, I'd rather just deal with the bullshit that I'm used to.
You put in like 10 years, Gigi.
That's a long time.
I was the same person for 10 years.
But I also think that has something to do with, like, just being a part of the industry. Like, whether I used to dance too, like, whether you dancing, you rapping, you know, you modeling, being a part of this industry, like, you don't really have the leisure to date around, you know what I'm saying? Like, and and go through trial and error, because as soon as they see you with somebody, they're going to assume you fucking, even if y'all not fucking. So you get seen with so many different people, and then your name is kind of like fucked up because people just assuming. So it's like, you know, it's a blessing and a curse to be doing what we're doing. But as far as a dating life, it's like it kind of puts a strain on it.
But do you care? Like, do you really care if people think that you fuck, you know, because it is.
Because they gonna say I'm fucking anyway. I done heard stories that I done fuck so many niggas. I ain't even seen some of these niggas, but they done had my pussy and I ain't even know about it. So, hey, I don't
care. I did a whole list of guys that I slept with, and they put some women on there too. And ooh, some nice. Of them. Some of them, I didn't even know who they were. Never met them before in my life. I was like,
oh, I gotta find this list.
I had to just not care. Like, I was just like, fuck it, sure.
No, it'd be funny hearing them stories, like whole stories about yourself. And you'd be like, damn, who made this up? Because I kind of want to talk to them and hear what else happened, because this shit sounds good. But it ain't fucking happened.
Right. Like, I want to meet these people that I supposedly.
Yeah. I want to see that list.
Now, let's talk about. So when he did call you, what was that conversation like?
That was some typical nigga shit. He's younger than me too. So, you know, his maturity level is not where mine is.
But you're young.
I had my kids. I'm 29, but I had my son when I was 16. I had my daughter when I was 18. So like half my life I was a kid. The other half of my life I've been a mom first. So right. I feel like my maturity level is just even different from girls my age, even, you know, with kids. Because mine's just a little older, you know. So I try to look at everything, you know, all the way across the board and take those things into consideration. He younger than me. He called. He like, did you take my Louis Vuitton bag? I'm like, yeah. Oh, have you seen my debit card? I'm like, nah, I ain't seen your debit card. And we got off the phone. Because at this point, we don't got to address nothing. You don't want to address nigga. You know what the fuck you did. So when it's up, just know why it's up.
Mm-hmm. But like you said, it's been off and on. So, and you said it's a toxic relationship, but is this the person you see yourself with, like married?
If I had to pick right now from, if I had to pick right now, you know, from the people in my pond right now. Yeah.
Do your kids like him?
Yeah. My kids love him.
That's hard.
It's just toxic with the adult shit. Like we live together. Like it's just toxic with the adult shit. Mm-hmm. But I don't involve my kids in that. We don't display none of that to, you know, the kids.
Now, does he ask you questions also about if there's rumors of you dating people? Or does he ever come to you like,
man, what? This man questioned me about everything, like every little thing you could think of. And I know it's his conscience.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. Of course he's going to ask you because he out doing his own dirt. So any little thing
it's his conscience.
About, he's going to bring it right to you.
That's like it's literally his conscience. His conscience eats him up about every little thing. And I know it probably is like intimidating being with me with the attention and stuff I get. And, you know, being around rappers and, you know, you're a ball player. So y'all looking at rappers like they get looked at as individuals. Y'all get looked at as an entity unless you're a franchise player. I get looked at as an individual. So when we out, some people know you, some people don't. But when people know me, they know exactly who I am. And I feel like that play a lot into it, too. I feel like that play a lot into why you cheat.
Right. His own ego. Mm-hmm. Insecurities. And especially when you signed, right? Because you signed to, what is it, Wolfpack? That's part of QC?
Wolfpack.
Yeah. So how did he feel when that happened? Because that's intimidating to be around those guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, believe it or not, when I signed, we wasn't together. Like, we was on our little off shit. Like, he was out doing his thing, and I was really just focused on myself. He still takes me and told me congratulations or whatever. But, I mean, I know he was happy because I was leaving the club. Like, I was stripping when we met, so I was leaving the club. So, I know he was happy about that. But at the end of the day, the rap game just like the strip club.
How did you meet him?
Okay, so he was going to college, playing college at ball at USC, and we both from Columbia, but we had like mutual friends or whatever. And being that he younger than me, like some of the promoters they would book me to come like dance and stuff. And I was like, you know, the popping stripper in our state or whatever. And he was just asking about me, like he was checking for me or whatever. And he came in one night and we just chopped it up, and that was it. I was bored for real. I was like getting out of a relationship. I had been single for like a year, and I was just trying to, like, I went into it like fun, like this gonna be fun. This little boy, I ain't finna take this little boy serious, because he's younger than me, and I'm used to dating older guys. I'm like, I ain't finna take this little boy serious, like it's gonna be fun. or whatever, but we just clicked. Like, we real cool.
Did you enjoy dancing in the club? Was that something that, because I know that's something that, like, it could be, I'm doing this to get some money, or you could be like, this is actually fun. How was it for you?
I went into it doing it just to, like, provide more for my kids, because when I started dancing, I had two jobs. Like, I was working for a military financing company, and I was working at, like, the Trap clothing store, like, you know, where all the drug dealers and stuff go to. Excuse me. And I'm like, you know, I'm making money, but I ain't able to give my kids the extra. Like, I'm able to pay the bills. I'm able to do the necessities, but I want my kids to live. Like, and my baby daddy was in prison, so this whole time I've been raising my kids by myself. I see the girls, like, I start working the door first. That's mm-hmm. how you get in there. I start working the door first. Then I start bartending. I'm like, man, I'm watching the girls dance. I'm like, these bitches ain't doing shit. These bitches ain't even cute. Like, is this all the fuck they doing? And they leaving with bags? Oh, nah, sign me up. The crazy part is, my first week dancing, I didn't make no money. What? I did not make a dollar. I was in the hole. Hey, like,
what city were you dancing in?
My first time dancing, I went to Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
But I'm from South Carolina. So, you know, I wasn't going to go to, like, no big crazy city because I was still nervous. Like, I was really jumping out there, like, winging the fuck out that shit. So I ain't had no real dance shoes. I went and bought some damn lingerie and had on some little regular thigh-high boots that you wear to the club. I'm looking real baby girlish. Like, did you know how that? I'm a real baby girl. And I don't went and bought this big, long, synthetic wig trying to cover up who I am and everything. Bitch not even thinking, girl, you got tattoos. They know who you are. Like, right. People already know you. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like I was a nobody going to dance. People already know you. Now I'll be looking at some of that shit like, who the fuck let me think this was right? But I went in there for the money, and I got into a relationship, and he asked me to stop working. I stopped working. All my jobs, we moved together. You know, he was making all the money. And at the time I was young, I didn't realize I was giving him control and power by stopping, you know, my own income. So when he started cheating and stuff, the relationship just went somewhere completely different because he had control and power. I moved to Atlanta with him.
Right.
And it was like, when I'm bucking about shit that you're doing that's fucked up, you telling me, well, I got the money. Like, what you gonna do? You can't do shit about it. Be quiet. So I got tired of it. I'm like, you know what? I'm finna leave. He's like, if you leave, like, that's cool, but I ain't got nothing for you. You can't take, you ain't got shit to leave with.
Right.
I came back home, I had to swallow my pride and go back to the club. Like, everybody know that's embarrassing to leave the club, be with a nigga who be put up, got this, got that, and have to come back because, you know, that was all that nigga shit. I was like, when I come back this time, I'm making the most out of it. Like, if I'm gonna be dancing and people gonna be talking about me, I'm gonna make sure they stand. But she the baddest bitch in that motherfucker. She getting that motherfucking bag in there. she ain't playing. And that's what I did. I went there, I turned that bitch all the way up.
And so you started rapping while you was at the club too.
No, the crazy part is I had tried, like, I was pursuing music before I started dancing. It was just something I always had I had been presented opportunities to do, and I fucked with it. Like, I wrote in for my school newspaper all through school. Journalism was like my shit. I love writing poetry, so like I was into that shit. But it just was not the right times. The first two times that I had the opportunity, it wasn't right. One, my kids was too young. The next, my money wasn't right. This time came around, I went looking for it, and I just happened to know, you know, like in the club, you form business relationships with all the rappers, all the people, right. You know, who you need to know, because the strip club is rap culture. Yep. So I knew these people, but I never told them, like, oh, I know how to rap. I ain't pushed that on there because I'm thinking about making some money. Fuck all that. But I wanted a career. Like, I wanted my son's job shadowing day had came up. And this is what really made me like, nah, bitch, you got to find something else to do. Because I asked him, I said, what did you tell them at school that I do? Because I ain't take you to no job to shadow shit. So I'm like, well, you just stay home that day. I'm like, what did you go tell them, you know, that I do? He was like, shit, I ain't tell them you did nothing. I said, you stay home. That's your job. You stay home with us. I'm like, man, that's for my child to know what I'm doing and be protecting me. Mm-hmm. Because he ain't even telling me he know what I'm doing. I didn't find out my kids knew I was stripping until I stopped. Mm-hmm. So he not even telling me at the time he really do know what I'm doing. But for my child to, you know, have to go make up shit and not have nothing to talk about with their mama that they could be proud of, I'm like, I need a career, bro. I'm making all the money in the world, but I ain't got shit to talk about. I can't show shit for it besides like some bags. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't filing no taxes. I wasn't handling it right on that. Yeah.
Right. And what about, what did he say about his dad?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, because that's tough.
That dad probably been home from prison maybe 3 years, maybe. Like, he had been home from prison long. He got locked up when my son was one, and I was like 3 months away from having our daughter. They both got the same dad. So they don't really have a, at that time, they really didn't have no relationship with him. They was just meeting him. You know, they was trying to find something. So I don't really think they even think about or thought about him at the time.
I saw an old tweet, I think from last year, you were talking about, I guess you were saying whether or not you were comfortable letting your kids see their dad when he was locked up.
Yeah, see, I didn't let my kids go to prison and see their dad. One, I got a little boy, and I don't want him to feel like being in and out of a jail is normal. Like, he a little black boy, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I don't want you to feel like this is normal. I don't want to normalize that for you. And I feel like by bringing you to see him, and it could have been selfish on my part, you know, and if he felt like it was selfish, I do apologize to him for that. But I feel like I did what I had to do to protect my kids. You never met your daughter. Why would you want the first time you meet her or her first memories of you to be in a jail?
Listen, girl, you done did a lot already.
She done lived.
29 years old.
You done live, girl.
It's nice that your kids are so grown, too. I always feel like it's kind of dope to have done all that already. You know what I'm saying?
Like, she's like, she grew with her kids, too.
Yeah, we still growing for real. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Like, girls who, I know, I wasn't the only girl in high school pregnant. I wasn't the only girl, you know, who ain't listen to their mom.
I have my daughter at 17. And it's like, right now, we are at the point where she's grown and I'm still young enough that we enjoy a lot of the same things. Shit, we were just in the club together like a month ago, like drunk at 5 o'clock in the morning. And she's 24. I'm 41. So yeah, it's like, see, I had her at 17. We grew up together. You know, we very, very close. And it's like, at this point, I have friends that are my age. They got little ass kids and they can't do shit because they got little ass kids. And I'm like, well, bitch.
Mine grown.
Because mine grown. For me, it was hard back then. But I looking back at it, I would rather go through what I went through then to have the life that I have now versus being in the shoes of my friends that are older with younger kids. But to each his own.
No, I definitely agree with you. And then, you know, other girls had kids young like us, but they call their grandmama's mama and they call their mamas by their first name. And I really raised my kids. Right. Like, I really...
You in here in the bathroom right now.
Yeah, like, I really, like, my mama ain't make that baby, so my mama ain't needed to raise no more babies. Like, I was grown when I laid down and I was grown and I took care of them and I figured it out. And... like, me and my kids have open discussions about everything. They know I'm mama, but anything, we going to talk about it all. Ain't nobody going to give you no information or talk to you about something that I'm going to tell you right first. You ain't never got to be scared to come talk to me about nothing. So we talk about what I did. We talk about their daddy being in prison. And we learning with each other. I really sit and ask my kids, like, do it bother you when I do this right here? I'm trying to see something. Like, we really talk.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love it. And you did everything you did for your kids. And they probably so happy to see you as a rapper.
Yeah, do you let them listen to your music?
Yeah. They listen to everything because I don't believe in filtering no music, no TV, no nothing, because at the end of the day, they gonna see it somewhere. Like, yep. The cartoons is about the same as the music now. So they gonna see it somewhere. And it ain't no music or no television or no YouTube parenting my kids. I parent my kids. They just, you know, consume that. It ain't leading, it's not teaching them anything in no type of way.
Right. They be listening to Hands on Your Knees.
Yeah. They know all the words too. I catch them slip up. They would have said a cuss word or something. I'm like, yeah, I heard you.
I heard that now.
So let's talk about just everything that's been happening for you, because you did put out during the pandemic, you've been putting out music. And you've been having time to be at home and, you know, be with your kids probably more than ever before, since you don't have to travel right now too much. So talk about deciding to put out some music during this pandemic.
Well, I actually was getting ready to put out Real Bitch Radio, and it was supposed to be my album, which we're getting ready to put it out now. But I have more creative say-so with this one. So I wanted the rollout to really be intimate and personal. I wanted to really connect with my fans because everybody putting out a lot of content now, but they're not really touching the people no more. They're not really making their fans feel included. And I wanted to do that. I want to do pop-up shops. I want to do private listening parties just with my fans, you know, shit like that. So when we couldn't do that because quarantine started, I was like, nah, like, let's hold off on that. But I still want to get them something. Like, it's almost been a year since I put something out. I only put Big Rennie out. I got signed with no original content out. I just got signed off Jack and Beats. So I put Big Rennie out. It took a whole year to try and figure myself out, figure my sound out, figure out what it meant to be an artist. But I'm like, nah, they need something. Like, right now, I got to get them something. So I pulled a couple songs off Real Bitch Radio. Put them on the quick tape, took that fucking picture. That picture was really a gas station picture that I just had in my camera roll. Like, shit, we finna use this. And we gonna call this motherfucker quick tape. Like, I had to be really resourceful with no resources. So that's how it came about. And I'm glad I did it because I feel like it sparked the conversation. I had kind of like died down. I wasn't staying in the conversation. I wasn't giving people nothing to talk about. So it sparked the conversation back up. And now people looking for shit and they ready, you know, for me to drop shit and they consuming the stuff that I am putting out because I got them ready for it.
Right. Now, before you signed with Wolfpack, were there other people trying to sign you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I actually went out to LA and recorded with Kanye for Good Music. He wasn't actually there. He was supposed to be there. But then it was like Valentine's Day and him and Kim did something. And I really was thinking about going that way. But what made me take into consideration, like, not doing it was because I felt like I needed somebody who knew how to transition me from where I was coming from. Mm-hmm. I needed people who like really knew, like,
the streets.
I was coming from the trap. I really need you to understand. I'm not coming in here polished. I'm not coming in here knowing what the fuck to do. I want to shake my ass. I want to pop my pussy. I want to talk about getting money. I want to be me. And I didn't want to go nowhere where it was going to be like, oh, you got to be this way or we need you to do this. I didn't want to change myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm glad you did what you did then.
Yeah, I'm glad I did what I did too. It's been a long process, like a lot of trial and error, but you know, I'm glad with where it's going now.
Yeah, I think that makes more sense anyway. I see you on songs with City Girls and Lil Yachty, and I think I could see just that lane is more your lane than being on, I don't even think Good Music, does it still exist?
I don't know. You just seem, you know.
That was another thing, too. I'm like, y'all got Teyana Taylor over here. Y'all got, you know, good artists on y'all roster. Y'all ain't, they ain't really being handled the best way. Like,
yeah,
all of, I want to do that. I'm not trying to be shelved. And with going to Wolfpack, like, baby, you know, he QC and Wolfpack. So I was the first, like, solo artist, just Wolfpack. So I knew, like, I was going to be priority. I wasn't going to be shelved. I wasn't going to be, oh, we got to fit you in between here. And that's what really like had me. Yeah, we're gonna grow together.
Yeah,
yeah, and you are able to stay true to yourself, which is what really matters because you're able to put out the best product and the best music and give what you know you feel with the people
right
that when right. that control, that creative control over your music. So that's a good thing.
No, I ain't gonna lie. The first project, yeah. I ain't really had that much control, but I ain't know no better then either. That's why when the second one came around, I was like, hold up. We doing it this way. We done tried it y'all way. We doing it this way. I picked the name for it. Like, that's why I said my first project was called Big Rennie. I've been doing this big shit. But, you know, I ain't really have no say-so in, like, the shit that mattered. I didn't know it mattered then. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, should I just go record the music? I say what pitch I like, hear a name, hear a title. And that was really it. And then I saw how it came out. And I'm like, nah, it didn't make sense. Like, nothing about it made sense. It was just like, oh, she put a project out. This time we're going to do it right. Every time after this, we're going to do something that makes sense.
Now, I want to get back to talking about your on again, off again man. So in relationships for a long time, right? Because the dick is good. You think that's part of the reason why you're staying in this relationship?
Shit, I've taught him everything you know. I think with me, it ain't just about being good. It's because I will keep fucking on you until I find somebody that I really want to fuck with, like I'm going to take serious. Because I ain't going to just be fucking, you know what I'm saying? I keep fucking on my old nigga and be dating a new nigga. trying to see if this the nigga I want to fuck with. And that be the problem, because, you know, that sex be having you talking yourself back into some shit. Mm-hmm. So that be a lot of the problem. But I just don't be like, I ain't finna catch no new body and this nigga don't even work out. I could stay over here. This nigga,
hey, you don't like to be alone.
Yeah, I don't. I do not. I'm like a serial. Like, I need love.
What's the longest you've been by yourself, single?
Probably a year.
Okay. That's not bad. That's a long time. I feel like a year.
But it don't be me either though. The niggas begin with me and they just want to like stay around. They just never want to leave me. I don't know what it is. It's like it's the Southern Belle in me. My mama say I start cooking and cleaning too much.
I was gonna say you probably have a lot of maternal instincts when it comes to relationships too. You know, having raised kids, and then sometimes being with a man is like raising a kid.
And she could cook.
Yeah. Down my best friend, she be on me all the time like that. She say, you always want to get around niggas, start cooking. Wonder why he don't want to go nowhere. I love to cook shit. I'm going to keep you fed, baby.
Now, when you say you taught him everything he knows, was he not good at first? Because now
he was good.
Okay, but you taught him more.
He just young. He just was young. You know what I'm saying? In college, y'all just fucking. Like, I ain't go to college, you know what I'm saying? But I know, like, when me and my baby daddy was fucking around, we was just fucking. We was kids. We didn't know what we was doing. We just
Trying to please each other necessarily.
Yeah. So like, you know, the first time we had sex, I was, you know, he gave me a little head. I'm like, oh, you know what he's doing a little bit. Okay. You know, then he had a little stroke on him. I was like, cool, I could fuck with this. Like, I bet. So like, the more we started doing it, like, I just started teaching him like the shit that I like, because I'm into, like, I like all that freaky shit, like spit in my mouth, choke me, like snatch me up. I want all that.
All that.
I did see a picture on your page of you getting choked.
That ain't me.
Okay. I said it wasn't her.
It's a photo dump. You know, I like to do the little photo dumps. I've been doing it for a long time. You know,
I'm just getting ready. It just made me think in your head that's what she's into.
Yeah. It should have been me.
It was an expression of you, even though it wasn't you in the picture.
Yeah, I wish it was me in the picture.
You ever have marks on yourself after sex? Because it gets rough.
She's as pale as the rest of us, of course.
Yeah, I'm yellow as fuck. I got a big fucking bruise over here right now. I bruise so easy.
So, yes.
That'll be a yes.
I can't believe it. I cannot get into somebody spitting in my mouth. I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't. It's not my ministry. It ain't for me.
No, I'm with all that shit. I don't want no hawk spit in my mouth.
It gotta be like sexy and like.
Yeah, you know, it's like, and I, every nigga ain't a spit in my mouth now. I don't just go collecting spit. I don't just go doing that, but I do like it. Like, me and him got like a little, we got our own little vibe when it comes to like what we be having going on.
It works for them.
What about chemistry. What about a golden shower?
Nah.
You're going too far, Angela.
Right, I don't know. Some people are into the shower.
From spit to pit.
People do that in the shower.
I'm childish because I don't even catch.
What?
Yeah, I'm childish. I'm not catching on that.
No? What are you doing?
Honestly, I've been fucking the same nigga for 5 years. I never see the nothing no more.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Gotcha.
But you don't ever want to, I feel like guys like to see their cum sometimes. Like, they like to see it come out.
I like that.
Pay money in a strip club, they like to see that jizz, baby. They want to see it. They want to see it on you. They want to know it went down your throat. You know.
Now, see, I'm with that. I like to watch you nut on me sometimes, but like, especially if we doing it from the back, I want to turn around and watch you nut on my ass or whatever, shoot it down my spine like that. I'm into all of that. I'm not catching it in my mouth though.
Damn, not even for his birthday.
She really feels strongly about this. Look at her.
I'm confused about how he could spit in your mouth, but he won't nut in your mouth. Come on, that's crazy. Now.
I take nut before I take spit.
Me too. No, you should try it.
She really
I'm a kisser. I like to kiss. Like, if we tongue kissing, that's spit. Like, we swapping spit. Right.
Still swapping.
So, I mean, that nut shit, though, is just, I don't know. We had a discussion about it before, and he was like, I don't be moving when you squirting in my mouth. Like, shit, that's different. You better not move. Like, that's different. The textures are two completely different things.
Like, but isn't it okay? So you can squirt. Isn't that a lot more than cum? Like when I've never squirted.
I haven't either.
It's a whole lot more.
It's a lot. It's kind of like a golden shower if you think about it.
And he catches that in his mouth?
No, he don't catch it in his mouth. No, I was just saying hypothetically. If I was to do it, you better not move.
You'll drown. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like I can't even take head that long though, y'all. I'd be ready to fuck. Like I can't take no head that whole time. I need some penetration. Mm.
So wait, would you be down to have another kid with him then, since he's nothing all in you?
Yeah.
You would? Okay.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I'm down for that. Yeah. Because it's quarantine. Yeah. You know, everybody's getting pregnant right now.
Let me ask you this. You're a mom. How long do you wait before you let someone meet your kids when you're dating?
I'm really protective of my kids. I think he and me, my kids, until we have been together for like 10 months. And this is the only man, my kids ain't even met their daddy yet. So, you know, this is the only man who really have a relationship with my kids outside of my family or like my friends. Right. I don't play that. I think, and that's another reason probably why we've been on and off for real, because again, my kids love him. So it's hard to like take that away from my kids as well. And I never stand in a relationship if me and him ain't talking. Them kids ain't got nothing to do with it.
Right.
When you guys were off, did you date anybody else though? Like, were there some other guys that you were thinking about getting serious?
This year is the only year that I dated other people while we was off. Any other time we was off, nah, bitch was dumb. Like, I ain't even gonna say I was dumb. I was just, you know, I was content. Like, I knew he was living his life, having his fun. Like, you in the league, you young, you living your life, having your fun. I was more focused on my career. And I wasn't really impressed by shit that was going on out here neither. Coming from the strip club, like, it ain't nothing for me to get excited about with these niggas.
Right. So what happened with the guys you there was nobody that you were that interested in this year?
I dated. I had a little fling this summer, this year.
And?
How was it?
Yeah.
It was a fling. That's what he said.
Did he make it?
It was different. It was different. Needless to say, I ended up back home. So
back home. Did you tell him about it?
He about to know now.
You know what was so crazy was I was single, but to him, I'm never single.
That's like, how they always are.
You're not doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. And this was the first time for real though, like where we was off. Like usually, I'm the one like. I leave and I really don't be doing shit, but I leave because you fucking off. Like, and you fucked off this time, but I left this time and I didn't have no intentions on coming back for real. So I started mingling and ended up fucking with somebody. And I never did that before because I ain't had no intentions on fucking with nobody. But this time I'm like, I'm sick of your shit, man. Like, this it. This is 4 years of the same bullshit, bro. This is it. I'm tired. I'm finna go to fucking jail fucking with you. So, you know, I try to move on and it was cool, but I think once he saw like, oh, this bitch will really leave me for real, like, because I never did it before. Mm-hmm. He was like applying the pressure with like getting me back and, you know, just making changes and fixing shit, and I ain't telling him. I'm letting him think I'm so motherfucking happy over here. Everything is just peaches and fucking cream. This nigga is treating me wonderful. And he wasn't doing nothing wrong to me, but I was just seeing the same nigga shit. Like, I ain't gonna let you know that, because I ain't finna let you know, nigga, you need to keep leveling your ass the fuck up, because shit, I ain't coming back to the same shit. But this nigga over here doing the same shit you was doing. Yeah, I could stay my ass in the house.
Right. And then 2 weeks ago now, so are y'all on good terms right now?
Yeah, I mean, that's my nigga. Like, we friends before anything, so even if shit fucked up with us, I tell you, it's toxic. Like, we still gonna talk. Like, we still gonna... We could argue right now. We will probably be on Twitter taking all the subliminal shit to the next level and be on the phone an hour later.
So what happened?
I think I'll be bored, though. I'll be bored.
What happened? Girl from the room pop back up. He's still...
It's not been situations like that. Shit, I had the same bitch popping up for 2 years. It's not big situations like that, you know, but
relationships.
Yeah, they was together.
Yeah, you know, niggas do niggas.
I mean, but with this girl, you actually had to talk with her, and now she knows that you exist. So
yeah, we had plenty of talk. It was to the point where we
with her, because she ain't owe you nothing, but now she know. So aside from him still fucking with her, she continued to fuck with him after y'all had a woman-to-woman talk that you're his woman. Like, what happens then? She gonna get her head.
I don't expect her not to talk to him after me and her have a woman to woman talk, because still bitches don't owe me nothing. We gotta remember, bitches out here ain't cut, like, you know, it ain't no code out here. It ain't no, I'm gonna respect that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't none of that no more. So I'm just expecting a bitch to be a bitch. Bitch gonna do whatever a bitch wanna do. She still don't owe me shit. I don't care if I told her that was my nigga. If the nigga got on the phone with her after I left and said, oh, that's my ex, she crazy, whatever the case may be, like, because you know niggas are painting a picture. If she believes them, I can't be mad at her. Like, she don't owe me shit. She don't owe me shit. But when bitches start making the tables turn, you gotta wear them same shoes you put me in. I don't wanna hear no bitching.
What are we gonna do, Renny? I want you to be in a real
non-toxic.
I want him to straighten up.
I don't think I need it. I think it's cool. Like, I think, like, it's fun for both of us. We both know we love each other. Like, it's entertaining, but we love each other. You know, it keep me busy. Honestly, it give me a lot of material. So
it does, I'm sure.
Wait, so let's talk about this new album that's coming in.
Life lessons are best.
Right? What is going to be on this? What is it, Real Bitch Radio?
Real Bitch Radio. It's like the I'm Every Woman of rap music. Like,
yes,
in an album. Because one thing about it, I'm very transparent. I don't hide nothing from nobody. I done got on here and told y'all this nigga just cheated on me 2 weeks ago. I done got on here and told y'all, you know, the sex bomb, whatever, because it's us. I'm very transparent. I'm a woman. I'm human. I'm emotional. I think I'm right all the time. Hell, I'm wrong. I go through everything. I done been up. I done been down. I done been kept by a nigga. I done kept a nigga. And that's what I'm going to talk. Like, this album is that. It's everything. It ain't just the Chanel, this Gucci, that bitch, I got a bag, my pussy good. It ain't just that. Of course, I'm going to talk about that because them facts. But, you know, it's
I'm gonna talk about shit that's real. At the end of the day, it's what I'm talking about.
Okay. You know, I've been broke before. Like, I have looked at a Chanel bag and wondered how much it cost and never knew, because shit, I can't afford it. I done drove the beat up Hondas and I done drove the biggest Benz. It's like, I just want to have something on there that resonate with every woman, you know. Even with everything I got now, I made the song solid, bitch. That was something I was really going through right then. And people look, you know, from right. the outside and think like, oh, she pretty, or, you know, the niggas love her. She can have anybody she want, and think that because of that, I'm happy or I don't got problems. Nah, I want everybody to know I got problems. I got the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, just like everybody else. And I want every song you put on there to be able to speak to somebody.
That's a great summary. I cannot wait. Yeah. So we have a date yet, or we just know early 2021? What's the?
No, I'm looking before the end of January. Like, I want to start first quarter out real strong, and I just want to set the tone. Like, I want to set the tone, and I'm really ready to just show what I can do. I feel like I've introduced myself to the rap game. I've introduced myself as an artist, but when you don't know what you're doing, and when you got a team who, you know, figuring shit out too, when you going through shit in your personal life and you can't really focus on your craft, like, all of that affect what you got going on. And that's why this project is going to be so fucking bomb, because I've taken all of that and I put it into that music. Like, yeah. I done miscarried. I done, you know, all of this while trying to figure out who the fuck I am and where the fuck I'm going.
Right.
And I want to tell that story. Like, even with, we talking about a nigga right here who clearly ain't shit, you know, but he got a good heart. He a good nigga. I want people to, like, it's a woman out there who in the same situation with a nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Millions of women out there.
Very relatable.
They don't understand why. And I want y'all to understand why. I want y'all to know when, oh, she on Twitter talking shit about that nigga again, they going back and forth. I want y'all to understand why it's that deep. I want y'all to know, oh, she in the same boat like me. It's sentimental value. It's time. It's when I'm talking about my money, bitch, yeah, I'm bragging about my motherfucking money, because I done been broke before. I done been out here. I done lived at hotels before. I done had to figure out what the fuck me and my kids was going to eat. You know, I done been with the richest of niggas who ain't shit. Dick ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? We done all this. Let's talk about it.
Right.
That just hurt somebody's feelings.
It
did. Dick ain't shit.
Are there going to be any features?
Man. Oh, yeah. It's plenty features.
You going to share some?
I might have another one with Kevin on there.
Okay.
Might have some with a little baby on there. You know, me and Key got a couple. I got to pick through which one I want to put on there. Right now, I'm working on, like, I want females on it, but, you know, everybody be online kicking that, oh, girl power, and we need to work together, and it's unity, and we need, I'm happy for everybody. That shit be on the internet. Bitches really don't be trying to work for real. But I'll be on some organic shit. I've reached out to everybody. I've supported everybody. So whoever organically want to work, then we'll have some female, you know, features and collabs on there. But if it don't happen like that shit, I ain't pressing on
it. I saw all the women going back and forth. I was hating watching that on social media the other day.
Yeah, but that just really show you for real, like, that shit that everybody get on the internet and say ain't what they really own. Mm-hmm. And I ain't talking about nobody in that argument. I'm talking about females in general. Everybody get on the internet and say, oh, we, you know, we got to keep doing what we doing. It's looking good for females in rap right now, whatever, whatever. Y'all not genuinely meaning that, because if y'all was, these niggas, even when they got beef, they know how to put that shit to the side and go get the bag. Hey. You know, they know how to handle the business. They know how to be smart when it comes to marketing, when it comes to tapping into each other's fan bases, when it comes to just, hell, let me see you do it. Because these niggas been doing it to us, you know, like, we really gotta stick together. It ain't a lot of us.
Right.
They just emotional. They let their emotions get in between of what the business should be taken care of.
And not even that. They let the fans. They let the he say, she say. Mm-hmm. They let the he say, she say really control the narrative. Fans be making beef. And instead of bitches getting online and being, you know, real and straight to the point, they let the shit linger and carry on. And that's how beefs be getting started. If you see your fans sitting here adding you up under another bitch page, you know, talking crazy about her, and you know it ain't like that, or you don't have no issue with it, why not tell your fans, hey, yo, chill, I'm cool. Me and her cool. We ain't got no issues. Dead it right there. Yeah. Now, bitches don't do that, because bitches want to be talked about. Bitches like all that messy shit.
Mm-hmm. And they'll also let, you're right, because the fans do start that all the time. I notice that they'll be like, oh, she's subbing this person.
Yeah. It's a lot of speculation
all the time. But I also feel like a lot of these women have gone through a lot of stuff too. And I was thinking about what everybody just been through when I was watching, like, all this beef going on, you know, Asian Doll and Young Miami. And I'm just thinking, like, they all just had some traumatic experiences,
loss,
you know, happen in their lives too. And I think sometimes it just, like, those things also can fester up. And Megan, like, everybody just been through so much.
Yeah.
It's hard. And, like, even for you, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff, like you said, that you've been through, and then something might happen online and you just explode because
it's triggering sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it just be other things too, I feel like.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, I think they got a big part, you know, of it too. But if bitches was really on that unity and shit, bitches would know what other girls got going on, because y'all really be having these relationships, not just this Instagram shit. Y'all really know what's going on with each other.
Right.
Because y'all really would be tapping in. Y'all really would be, you know, extending one hand to each other. But bitches don't do that. I know this firsthand. Bitches don't do that.
Do you have anybody you consider a friend in this business? A woman, like another artist that you're like, that's my friend for real, though?
Mm-mm.
Damn.
That's fair.
I'm not mixy. Like, I'm not mixy. And that might be a downfall of mine. Like, I don't like to be on the scene. I don't be at all the parties. I don't be, you know, here because I know such and such gonna be here, whatever. Like, I like to sit in the house, and being a part of this industry, I know that's working against me, but the reasons for what we see on the internet, it's why I like to sit in the house. I like to stay the fuck out the way, because bitch, I fight for real.
not for play
at all.
That's that mentality coming from where I'm from. Like, I'm about respect. I ain't gonna disrespect you, don't disrespect me. I ain't gonna let nobody disrespect you and put my name on it and not say nothing about it. It's been plenty of times I, like, came in. My fan base might not be as big as everybody else's, but when they start in that shit, nah, I ain't got no issue with her. We cool. Like, that's what a real bitch gonna do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we gotta make sure we show you some support on lip service. And when the world opens back up, are you gonna be doing some shows sometime soon for the album and everything?
Hell yeah. We doing all everything.
We might gotta do, like, a lip service live or something.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I'm with that. That sounds fun. I'm with that.
And have a good time. But listen, you got some homework, okay? We need you to
take some cum in the mouth.
Swallow. Yeah.
We need some swallowing going on. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just one.
Yeah, just one. You gotta try one.
I,
if the birthday coming up, I'm saying.
No, his birthday passed. He's a Scorpio. That should tell y'all everything.
My worst ever relationship was a Scorpio man ever in life.
Yeah, that should tell y'all everything y'all need to know.
I always say that. Scorpio men, they're the biggest cheaters.
No, thank you.
I don't know. I might get real, real lit one night. Who knows? Because when I'm lit, my white side come out. I'll be ready to try all kind of shit.
You know what you could do to get revenge if he do that to you again? Never mind. I ain't going to say it. That's real foul. You just do it to somebody else and tell them about it.
Oh, and
no, that shit ain't going to work. That shit ain't going to work.
I'm playing with you.
That's kind of trifling.
She said, fuck the best friend.
Yeah. Always let them know you got that sauce, too. But I wouldn't do that, though. I wouldn't do that.
It's just a song.
You know. That'd be my alter ego talking. You know, she like to talk her shit. I got a slick mouth. I like to punch a nigga in the gut.
That is something that hurt a guy's feelings. They hear that, they like, damn it, you're not playing fair
at all.
Yeah, because even if I wouldn't do it, nigga, you stuck with that image in your head. Like, I better not ever get out of line because this bitch said. And if she going over there doing all that shit she do to me to him, I'ma kill this hoe.
Well, Renny, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Keep us updated on when the album's coming out so we can make sure that we post support. And yes, we had a really good time with you today. So we got to do a part two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. I had so much fun talking to y'all. I'm gonna have more shit to talk about for real. My life is crazy.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we can't wait for the next story. You know, it's going to be another story.
Right.
And look, I think I'm going to start doing story times on YouTube. Somebody got to hear about this shit.
Because you're funny. You tell a good story.
Yeah. And you're so upfront and honest about it that it just makes it so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to tell the truth. I can't cap with nobody. I can't cap with nobody. I'm going to tell the truth.
Well, thank you so much. And have a great holiday. Happy New Year. All that good shit. Mm-hmm. And Real Bitch Radio.
Thank y'all so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you. We see you doing interviews with all these guys, so we were like, we got to step in.
Right, it's about time we got to chop it up with the girls. And you know what? They be trying to ask, you know, the same questions we talk about, but y'all ain't going to get the tea. I'm going to give it to the ladies. Like, no.
For sure.
All right, Renny. Thank you so much. Lip service.